It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. It is a Tuesday morning. Time once again for another active physical therapy update. With me on the line today is Anna Howes, who is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Talking about low back pain and also the importance of strength training for management and prevention. Let's start right there. Low back pain. We hear a lot about it. That must mean it's pretty prevalent. How prevalent is it?
Prevalent. In fact, 80% of Americans are expected to experience significant low back pain at some point in their life. And low back pain is the number one cause of job-related disability, actually.
So is there any particular thing that it comes from, or is it just something that maybe happens with age, or is it some sort of we reach wrong or something? I mean, because I've got it, and I'm sure many other people listening have it. What happens?
You know, honestly, a little bit of all of the above. What we know is that low back pain, there's a lot of different mechanisms at hand, and it's hard to just pinpoint one specific thing or one specific cause or reason why it happens. But what we do know is that when we're talking about managing low back pain from a prehab perspective or preventative perspective, the research is very clear on what helps with low back pain, and that's exercise and strength training. In fact, all of the physician clinical practice guidelines recommend that exercise and strength training is the best thing that we can do for management of low back pain.
I think exercise, we have an idea with that, but it sounds like with the strength training and resistance strength training in particular, people might not be 100% familiar with what that is. How can that help with combating low back pain?
What happens when we do strength training or resistive training, it actually helps to cause biochemical responses, which helps to remodel actually the bone, the muscles, and the tendons, which makes the tissue stronger, and it causes the cartilage to regrow by decreasing some of those inflammatory chemicals. It can even help to increase synovial fluid, which is the fluid in our joints, and it helps to reduce pain and stiffness. So basically, strength training and exercise makes bones, muscles, tendons stronger, and also more resilient against injury or future episodes of low back pain.
So really what you're saying is if we do these things and we do them properly, they have a sort of a restorative, almost regenerative effect.
Absolutely. You hear this wear and tear concept, but really we need to replace the idea that exercise causes wear and tear to wear and repair, because it really does help to strengthen those tissues. And I know that listeners out there are going to be skeptical when they hear this, because they think, well, I get low back pain. That's when I want to stop exercising, lifting, doing things that would hurt their low back pain. But really what happens is that when we stop doing those activities, we just further decondition our bodies, and we become physically weaker. This weakness then predisposes us to future low back pain injuries. And then we get caught in this cycle of back pain and back weakness. And oftentimes what we see in physical therapy is that there's a correlation between painful backs and usually weakness in backs and core musculature. So the more strength that we have on board in our bodies, the stronger our tissues are and the more resilient they are against injury.
We're talking with Anna Howes this morning, who's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. When we talk about, you mentioned physical therapy, how can that help in this process?
So physical therapy, we're all very skilled at not only getting people back to exercise, but when somebody has an injury as well, we can help work with that person to design a program that's going to work for them. We can help with loading of the low back, of the core, helping to get people moving and bending and lifting weight to help decrease the low back pain. Oftentimes, when you have that kind of pain, you feel stiffness, things are bogging you down, and just the thought of walking around the block or swimming some laps or picking up some weights might be overwhelming. And that's where we come in as physical therapists to help you get to that next level. You know, if what I'm saying today resonates with you, it feels like it might be something that you are dealing with, you know, first thing I would say, talk to your doctor. Check in with them first. From there, you can get a referral to physical therapy, and we can pick apart, you know, what might be the causes of the low back pain and pick it up from there. Typically, you'll see us in the office here, and typically that first visit, we'll see you for an hour and nail down what's going on and how we can best help you.
I know that people have questions. They can find more at your website, which is
stayactiveup.com.
That's Anna Howes, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy, for our Active Physical Therapy update. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Walt.
If you missed any of our interview with Anna, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the morning on this Tuesday morning, Sunny 101.9.